Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not
Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and our special guest. This is going to be fun. All right, we're going to be talking. Egberto Willis. Now, I'm just going to read, I got two pages of bio here, so we're going to, skip to the end. All right? Now, just so you know, he and I have talked almost like 45 minutes. We're setting up and just yakking. So we get to know each other a little bit, so we're not talking past each other. We get a little bit of history. We'll get more on him. But I didn't want to blindside him. A lot of times when you're talking to progressives, hey, you tricked me, or something, I don't want that to happen. We're going to have a productive conversation. Because his book that we're promoting, it's worth it. How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relatives, Friends, and Neighbors. Now, immediately, the first thing I'm thinking, well, we're going to cure them. We got to talk to them. We got to get their minds right, or something like that. And I'm going, okay, this might not go well. So I just want to make sure, we'll keep it civil, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of agreement. And, but it's hard, you take a line and it's popular with your crowd, and you kind of got to stick to it. We'll see if we can change each other's approach or minds or learn something from each other. And because I deal with a lot of progressives, left, whatever, being on Air America, in activism, there's a lot of lefty libertarians, FYI. And then so I'm experienced in that, but there's a lot of common ground, or you don't call yourself libertarian. Well, he's probably not a libertarian. He's calling himself a progressive, okay? But this is his background. You'll find this interesting. This is going to be fun. Okay, here we go. Egberto Willis. Am I saying that right, Willis?
Yes, perfect, perfect.
Egberto Willis is a political activist, author, political blogger, radio show host. He does two different shows a day, okay? Business owner, software developer, web designer, mechanical engineer. So the guy's got, brain box and some skills. In Kingwood, Texas. Texas? There's progressives left in Texas? Okay. So Egberto is an ardent progressive, I don't know what those are, but they're super progressive, I guess, that believes tolerance is essential. His favorite phrase is political involvement should be a requirement for citizenship. He is the host of Politics Done Right from the left or something. Politics yes. Done Right on Pacifica Network, KPFT 90.1 FM, and streaming. And he's from Kingwood, Texas. Where is Kingwood, Texas, first thing?
Kingwood, Texas is actually the suburbs of Houston, Texas, and it's probably the most red part of Texas. It's also the place where Ted Cruz and all these guys come to centralize. The Tea Party had one of its births right here in Kingwood, Texas, of which I always used to hang with them sometimes.
You know, we just did a show earlier today, and I'll probably pull it up here. Yeah, there it is. We had this. Colony, Houston, Texas, Colony Ridge, yes. 75,000, almost all of them illegal immigrants. Now, I just got to come out and say, it's not a secret to the audience. I owned a restaurant, and if you could fog a mirror and show me some paper, I didn't freaking care, okay? If your human wants to do this, and I pay you that for doing it, boom, we're done. You know, so I'm not this kind of immigration guy to write, but I do see that policies are, it's causing big problems. You know,
I saw that article actually.
And tell me what your perspective is on it, because it's near
you. It's not far from my area either. It's pretty darn close to me where that is, right up the road. Now, it's interesting because I take a different stance on immigration, right? I first look at the genesis of America, the first immigrants to America that came here without...
This is a pizza. Colony!
I just show the video of it.
Yeah, that's fine. You want to show it before I finish saying what I'm saying?
No, I just let it play while you're talking.
Oh, okay. So anyhow, as it turns out, I want to give anybody coming into this country... the same kind of rights that the pilgrims had or anybody had, right? What they did is they were escaping from something and they had the wherewithal to get here, stay here, be here. I don't believe in a country necessarily being borderless. What I do believe is if you are smart enough to make it across and you are not a burden on society, I am not going to call you an illegal. I'm going to say, welcome. You're productive. Welcome.
We're not far
off. That's my thought.
That's
my thought.
You know, we talked about this. Think about it. When our Pirates Without Borders, kind of like, our philosophical treatise on whatever the heck. And one of these is, let's see, the first one, Why I Raised My Black Banner. The second one was on cryptocurrencies or people money. The third letter was, I can't remember. Fourth letter, patrimonial. Intellectual property, what our view is on that, first contact protocol is like aliens, it's going to be AI, and they're going to say no, then what? Involuntary servitude, so that's kind of a forced slavery kind of thing.
Well, that's what we have now. I call it antiseptic slavery, and that's what corporations do.
Consent of the traveler, okay?
Right.
Not very long. Now, what this czar date is, 45th president, which was, I think, Trump at the time, and then 602 days in office, so you kind of know when it was written. It was almost 2 years while he was in office, 276 word. And that's what the czar date means, it's the czar date. So what we did is we put in, this is my view, short and sweet, on, immigration. So you care? Boom, there it is. 276 words, and I got it. It's probably not a lot different than yours. My thing is, and my experience has been in the restaurant industry in Arizona, is that you have people that are coming, you have people that come in, and I wish to have this job done. They're willing to do that job. We negotiate a price for doing that job, we're done. It's when the government comes in and says, oh, you got to pay them this much, you got to give them this kind of stuff, you got to. Who are you? I don't need you. We're an adult conversation here, coming to a meeting of minds, write it down, contract, and I don't care what you're going to say. If it's somebody else outside of that conversation between me and them, I don't care.
And here's where you and I can get to common ground exactly there. But here's the reason why you'll have a progressive like me wanting a minimum wage. And here's the reason why. Because the plutocracy have their own cabal. They are the ones that, let's give an example right now. What was inflation rate a few months ago? 9%.
Not a lot.
It was about 9% a few months ago, 9%. Okay. Why was it 9%? Because the cabal, the plutocracy are the ones that are omnipotent to raise prices that way without cause. There was no shortage of oil. There was no shortage of most things. We had a supply chain problem, but they control things and the government couldn't get involved. Since the government allowed them to have laissez-faire capitalism, the only option then is for the government to say, you have to pay X amount. If we didn't have laissez-faire as they did, then I would be with you. That says, okay, I am willing, I can exist. You would really have a true freedom. As you said, if I say I want this done, there's a contract to do this, that would be great. But we don't have that.
Why?
You remember how we offline when we talk about fascism? What we have is a fascist government where it's really a government controlled by the corporations. If the government is controlled by the corporations and the government is subject to the people, then the people must, there has to be some sort of an equity there, and that is sort of what the minimum wages or a living wage or whatever you want to call it. Now, if we were to eliminate that ability of monopolies to exist, then we could talk about your libertarian views that says, hey,
we can talk about it right now.
All right. Exactly right. So what I'm saying is, in a lot of ways, brother, what's going on here is we are asking government to do certain things because government has allowed the corporatocracy to do the things that they're doing. And the balance is, and that's why you notice in libertarian, there's this word liberty, right? There's this word liberty in libertarian that stands for something, right? But we don't have that. So there should be no alliance between conservatives and libertarians. It's a false alliance. There is a closer alliance to progressives and libertarians than one would actually know, except for a few things that we probably would discuss a little bit later.
The distance between libertarian philosophy, I wouldn't even say the party, right? You just basic
right.
Libertarian philosophy and the Republicans and Democrats is about the same. It depends on the issue, and they're both way over there's the left and right wing of the Bird of Prey party. I mean, you know, I don't see a lot of difference. And this is a good example. We can go example by example. I didn't want to attack you on every freaking issue, but
no, I want you to.
All right. He said it. Okay. All right. So here we go. Minimum wage. My restaurant, I paid more for every one of my employees than the average. If you wanted to work there, you worked. And you paid more. But it was good people wanted to work with good people. You get rid of the bad people immediately without some, you know, you got to keep a quota of diversity of whatever the crap, and you can't fire him because he's got long purple hair. You know, bite it. In Arizona, you have the right to work state. Employers can fire anybody for whatever reason. It probably made it easier on me. So for me, the minimum wage, what that does is it eliminates an enormous amount of jobs for young people to learn something, to be on the bottom. The rung of the ladder is way lower. It's easier to get in. I would pay cash as we were constructing the restaurant to little kids that lived, you know, behind, pizza rent, they come around and while we're doing construction and everything. And I'm like, sweep up, do this, whatever, pay them cash. You know, if I go strict by the man, one, that's child labor, you can't do that, you're not paying them enough, to whatever. I'm like, shut up. I don't even
All
look
right.
at that crap.
Can I interrupt you for a second, my brother? Let me show you how we don't differ on that. We don't differ on that in that every in and I am a lefty progressive. If I have a young kid that wants to come and do something for me, I'll take out the cash and give him and say, please do that for me. I think everybody, progressives, will agree on that. We cannot depend. No. I'm just saying my type of progressives. Now, let's go a little bit deeper, though. You are a nice guy. I spoke to you for 45 minutes. I learned about what makes you tick, et cetera, et cetera. You don't want to look at those. Let's talk about the immigrants that came over. You're not trying to pilfer them. You are trying to say, hey, I want to sign a contract with you. you do this job, and I give you this. That works perfectly for a person of your character. The problem is, I can't depend on everybody having your character. So what I have to do is say, the way you operate, and progressives do it all the time. I want you to do this for me. I give you some cash. However, if I'm going to have an official employment thing with a corporation, a big bad corporation, I can't trust that a thing that says capitalism is the the efficient allocation of resources that, according to Milton Friedman, must maximize the profits of the shareholders, and workers don't matter, and environment don't matter, and all these things don't matter. When we get into that particular stage, I have to look out for me and you. So that's where I said, that's where I say the intersectionality there is, I don't want to stop you from operating the way you operate. Hey, you want that kid to do something from you? That's not officialized. But in certain domains, I think we have to have, to prevent people not as nice as you from being able to screw other folks.
Of course,
I think you agree.
No, of course I have a response. I'm just trying to, I want to go buy your book. Be nice, but the
Wait. Scream at me, but I love it.
It's just that when you talk a libertarian progressive, there's fundamental basic differences that you demonstrated that I can argue, and my audience is waiting for me to. Come on, Ernie, get some.
Please do it.
Any solution to unethical or bad behavior, in your opinion? These people, somebody wants to work, they may need the job, you're exploiting their need or whatever, but I'm not making them. I mean, if they don't want to do it, don't do it. But I'm looking for good employees. I'm willing to pay more for them because it benefits me and my family and my business. Fortunately, I see that. Like my wife is, sounds like you a lot. She goes like this, she says, and I'm going, don't you think it beneficial that I see the benefit in being nice to you or getting something for you or buying you a gift or getting you a bigger
No, you don't understand psychopathy. You see, like I said, what happens with some people is that they see things through their... You see, what I try to do is see things through other people's eye, and I speak about that in my book. I forget who the hell I am. And I try to see things through your eyes. And the problem is, you see things through your eyes too, right? And you are a good person. You are not a psychopath. But there are psychopaths out there. And
I'm going to concede all this. Give me a second. Finish my expression. When I make the argument, I believe it is ethical, it is preferable, it is better for an individual, such as a businessman, a husband, a father, to see the benefit to me of being nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't see that, why would I do it? I don't have any empathy. I'm a sociopath. I do what I want because I want to. But as time goes on, even a functional sociopath will see that, you probably should see it through the other person's eyes, or you're never going to get married. You're probably not going to get laid. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to, to be functional in a society of generally good people, rule number one, don't be a dick. Okay? So my argument that I would rather have someone that sees and understands the benefit of not being a dick, because it's in their self-interest. They see it as their self-interest to be ethical.
And that hasn't worked.
Whether that's not their default or not, okay?
It hasn't worked.
Ah! So what you're going to say is it works with government. And you have You have all these psychopaths, sociopaths. I know.
Yes.
You have all these psychopaths and sociopaths, and then you go around and you say people are too stupid or too unethical to govern themselves. So we're going to create this government that attracts the worst sorts to do it for us. What kind of stupid idea is that?
It is a stupid idea, but and that's what, when I look at you and I tell you, you'd be surprised of the commonality that we get. Because based on the government that we have today, you're absolutely right. Not only, but let
you're
me.
You're always going to get that government.
But no.
Yes.
Here's what I want to say to that. And here's what I want to say to this, right? I tell people that in democracies and the kinds of things that we want, you have to have a certain level of education. You could go to certain places that have a very low level of education and think you can have a democracy. Some people have to be led. If you don't have an educated population. Now, when it comes to when you talk about do we want government to do it, it's not what we have been successful to do is isolate government from we the people, right? And what I'm saying is my values, right, is to bring we the people back into government. And in having we the people back into government, there are several things that can happen. First of all, I think we can acknowledge that that government has to be there to do some things, right? You drove to Maine on the roads from Maine, et cetera, and there are control systems and all of that.
Who built the roads?
Yeah, right. No. But I'm saying the reason I'm bringing that up as an example is we should have a degree of libertarianism, a degree of socialism, and a degree of all these isms that fit that we can mold together. Notice what I say, how we talk to our people. And the way is this, you're going to go out there and I don't want to take away your libertarian stance at all, right? But I tell you one thing, Hancock, Ernest, if you get, let's say you were a libertarian that had no insurance or whatever, right? And I see you hurt. I am not going to leave you in that state. At all, right? So my thing is I want people to live their best lives the way they see fit within, but at the same time, since we're all Americans, we have something that I call the baseline. And I explained that in the book as well, you know?
No, give me your baseline. I'm interested in baseline.
My baseline is simple, right? I want that we are human beings. We are human beings, and most of us care about the other person, except the psychopaths. Most of the psychopaths are billionaires, but
no, they're politicians.
No, the psychopaths are the politicians and billionaires. Okay, I'll give it to you. The billionaires pay the politicians, and it brings out the inner psychopath. But so my baseline is I want everybody to have a basic level of health care, a basic level of something that keeps them alive. Okay, that's it. And I'm not smart enough to define how we organize all of that.
Freedom.
Okay. Okay, good. So you get onto the panel that we're going to put that together and see how we implement it in actuality.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Congress to steer clear of a potential government shutdown looming at the end of the month. He's calling on House Republicans to honor the bipartisan funding agreement that he brokered with Speaker McCarthy back in May. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, former President Trump said he wanted to buy a handgun. A video from his spokesperson shows Trump at a gun store examining a Glock. However, his spokesperson clarified that he did not make a purchase. He was just expressing interest in wanting a gun. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a 90-minute red state versus blue state debate. It's going to be moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity and held on November 30th. That debate will take place in Georgia. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Sir, what's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
This hour, Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Let's talk about your positive experiences using Dash. Dash has transaction fees that are less than 1 cent. Dash transactions are instant, irreversible, and are protected from 51% attacks by its chain locks technology. Dash is the world's first decentralized autonomous organization. BitRefill allows for discounted purchases at national retailers. We want to thank Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're continuing our conversation with Egberto Willis. He's a talk show host out of Kingswood, Texas, and a proclaimed progressive. Now, he has a recent book on how to talk to your right-wing relatives, friends, and neighbors as if they need talking to. So it was an interesting conversation. I've had progressive conversations before with me as an anarchist, leave me aloneist, voluntarist, libertarian. And it always, I get to the root of what's up. So just, you know, sit back this evening and enjoy the conversation. A lot of my audience, I didn't hit them hard enough. I didn't go after them enough. I just wanted to expose what his philosophy was and how, and then, you know, there might, you know, plant some seeds a little bit. And if there is a relationship, can we get them to come over? Because I've done this before. You bring people over, they write on Freedom's Phoenix, and then they have to read it, you know, and it plants a splinter in their mind. And then we might have them come on the Trump Report and give Frank a crack at them, you know. But we're going to have some fun. We learn a lot. And, you know, maybe not a new friend, but not a new enemy. And we're trying to, you know, go by the ethos of his book as, you know, how to talk, I guess. Here we go.
So my baseline is I want everybody to have a basic level of health care, a basic level of something that keeps them alive. Okay, that's it. And I'm not smart enough to define how we organize all of that.
Freedom.
Okay. Okay, good. So you get onto the panel that we're going to put that together and see how we implement it in actuality. I would love to hear that, right? But like I said, I am not smart enough to know all of that. Now, that said, after we get the baseline, you can go live your better life. I believe in cooperatives, okay? Cooperatives are not much different than libertarians going out somewhere and doing their own thing. I believe in cooperatives built within this system that I know is going to be hard for me to change, right? So when I told you that there is that intersectionality, it's really, really there. You know,
we can go issue by issue, which is
Let's do it. Looks
like what we're going to do. For me, healthcare, this is how it comes down.
Yes.
Any issue.
Yes.
When it comes to like conspiracy, do you think they would this, that, pollute the water, pollute the air, pollute the, if it benefits they, them, those in some way, if they, you know, get more power, more money, more control, more whatever, and they can, they are.
Well, you know what? Yes, you're right. Let me look. I talk about this. Here's the thing with water, okay? We have the oil companies that drill. You know what? The way they drill, they put casing in, all that good stuff. And then, but the lazy ones, they don't make good casing, and we get seepage in different layers, create dirty water. And people say, who's responsible? All of that. I really don't care. You see, the thing about it is this. They make money on all ends, right? They make money as they're pulling the crap out of the ground. And after they polluted your water, they also charge you to clean it up. So you're right. You're absolutely right. It benefits them to pollute because later on that's the next stream to clean up.
Government is not the solution, though. It's
being
responsible and held responsible, what the court system is for what
that's government.
You violated my property. You violated my rights. You
that's
polluted
government.
My land, my
that's
air,
that's government.
My water.
That's government.
So let me give you an example. Let me go ahead and finish, and you'll understand. Libertarianism, you know, is about individual liberty, self-responsibility.
Amen.
You know, you do it, you break it, you fix it. I mean, you know,
yes.
They're way less on punitive justice and you got to spend years and yet. They're more about restitution, all right?
Right.
Hey, you cost these people, man, you owe them some whatever, hard labor of whatever. So the mindset is different. When you have the environment, libertarians, probably more than most, are like, you know, you're not polluting my land, my air, my water. That, you know, it's freaking mine. You know, you need not do that. And if you
Amen.
Do, you got to be responsible. So corporations in the 60s and before, I mean, since World War II, man, they were just freaking polluting everything. So while they were doing enormous amounts of pollution, the court system started then. Class actions, people rising up, going after, filing suit, getting, you know, they're starting to put these corporations into, man, we're going into bankruptcy. This sucks. We need to have some kind of a government protection, some kind of government levels. Now, I see this happen in the 90s in Arizona. Got a perfect example for it. But what would happen is you would have all of this liability for some corporation. And they're totally liable, man. They're for decades. They're going to find it, man. If they find, you know, what we dumped the last 10 years, man, we're screwed. So they would bankrupt, sell, do something, but you still got pollution. So there, the Nixon administration, they created the Environmental Protection Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then OSHA, you know, where Occupied Safety Hazard, or whatever the heck act.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, well, if somebody gets hurt, what's OSHA going to do? You know, OSHA, we have all these standards and so on, but if you did this, you're protected from anything else. Environmentally, same thing. In Arizona, Motorola had a big chip plant that they just dumped, you know, crap into the water system. Cancer clusters, it starts to become a thing. Superfund sites, remember those?
Love Canal.
So Donna, my wife, is a real estate agent. And she gets the truth. I mean, you have, you know, these maps that show, you know, what you got to disclose, all this stuff and everything. Well, what happened was, is that it was going to trial. And a friend of mine, an attorney, had a big thing representing Motorola, so he was at a big firm. Well, he's one of the senior partners they're representing. All of a sudden, you get all these commercials about Motorola employees picking lettuce for homeless or something. And I'm like, what the crap is that? They were influencing the jury pool. We're good community members or whatever, because it was going to go to a jury.
Right.
Well, what happens is the EPA has standards. This was major pollution. Superfund, going to be billions of dollars. You got, oh, my God, you did it wrong. It's getting ready to go to trial. EPA, change the number. Well, it's not pollution anymore. I'm sorry to bother you, okay? And I'm going, what the crap? EPA, Environmental Protection, is not for the people. It was to protect, it was protect the corporations. And if it didn't, they make sure it does. If the FDA is about keeping us healthy and safe and good drugs and all that kind of stuff, well, guess who the pharmaceutical is going to put their, you know, boy in, you know? So I'm going, this is, anytime you create a government agency to do it, it's not for us. It's to protect them. And if it doesn't protect them and it does do it, they're going to change it directly, okay?
Look,
which is what always happens.
You know, here's the thing, my brother. I agree with everything that you've just said. Absolutely everything that you just said.
I don't trust the collective to fix it. You're going to come up with some government agency.
Let's get, you know, one of the things about it is I think her terminology is wrong here. Because if Ernest cannot do it alone, if some company is going to pollute a river or whatever, and this is 10 people and it's just Ernest sitting down in his mansion he created in this nice space that's suddenly getting polluted, Ernest cannot do anything about it. But Ernest can create a collective. But I know you are, okay? But let's assume it's not somebody as creative as Ernest, okay? So Ernest is not as creative. I mean, rather, we have a bunch of people that are not as creative as Ernest. They're going to have to get together to form a force that is effective. Now, the kind of progressive that I am is I want to be the persons that are creating these particular forces to stop that. We have to do it together as a collective. You can't do it by yourself. There are certain things that I think we have to group together to do, certain things that we can be as individualistic as we want to. And I think it's trying to arrive at that balance that we have to get to, arriving at that balance so that Ernest can feel as libertarian as he is. And the truth of the matter is, my inner libertarian may come out as well, because you know what? I sit down in my little kingdom here, and I like the freedom that I have in the media. I like the freedom that I have in these other things. So I don't know how different we really are.
The knee-jerk solution to me is never government. That's the difference.
Well, Ernest, I think
it depends on what... Because they're always the one causing it.
But, Ernest, I think it depends on what we call government, right? I have to agree with you with how the fascist government works right now. My goal is to change that. And I let's talk about that. I think my goal is when you get that alliance between the freedom loving people that you're talking about and the collective, that is the solution. The collective itself is the people.
We're going to test you here.
All right, go ahead.
You know,
test me, brother.
The people, they rise up and the people said the people.
Yes.
Unless they are militia, then not so much. They support Trump, MAGA, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. I mean, there's always the caveat of, well, Not those people, you know? And my thing is, I don't care. You guys rise up and be how collective you
must
want.
Again, I got to interrupt. You got to listen to my show because about 30-something percent of my show are left, are right-wing MAGA folks that we sit down and have argued. The problem that I have a lot of, you see, I can have a discussion with you on certain issues. With MAGA, it is how do we first get to the point where we sit down and look at facts for how they are. Facts or facts or
give
facts.
Give me a fact, man. I'm all about facts.
No. That's my point. That's you would not have heard me talk to certain libertarians and tell them, hey, we're on the same page. Because I don't know about your audience, but you're not a typical libertarian.
Yeah, I'm that libertarian.
Okay.
Voluntarist, anarchist, leave me aloneist, libertarian.
I am listening to the things that you're saying, and you are not the typical libertarian is irrational. You are not irrational.
God, you know, I can argue my point to make it, you know, clear that I'm not.
Again, if you can argue your point, you're not being irrational. And if you can argue your point with a progressive like me, and I come out and I say, okay, I agree with that, but I'd like to have a corollary to that.
Okay, well, let's go fundamental. This is what, you know,
yes, go ahead.
This happened a lot, you know, when I was on Air America.
Yeah.
They did the same kind of thing. Yeah, but you, but.
Go ahead.
So I go, imagine that I put my hand on your shoulder. I put my hand on your shoulder and I ask a single question.
Mm-hmm.
Whose life is this?
It's my life.
Welcome. We're done.
Exactly.
See, you know, see, the thing is that if you don't believe you own yourself, that you're autonomously controlled to do what you want, as long as you don't violate the life, liberty, property of somebody else, as long as nobody else gives a crap, what do I care? You know?
And that's the point. And when I tell you you're closer to what real progressives believe, and liberty is the word. And that's the ideal. That's why, I mean, if you take a look, if you go down the list item by item by item, now, the reasons why you would see the progressives of today looking for government for doing certain things is they want government to be the backstop to what? The corporation. If we were to get rid of the corporation, right? Because the only entity big enough to come across with a corporation is government, because a corporation can then overwhelm even my brother Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, no, a corporation, that's, you know, to have an entity that does stuff.
It is a government.
And it's not responsible for itself. You know,
right.
I got a problem with it. And, you know, United States of America, Inc., you know, kind of got its own problems.
Yeah.
But libertarians are easily swayed with the argument that corporations are products of the state. You know, you don't have a corporate, like, a good example. When they did the antitrust stuff, they're going, oh, antitrust, you're making too much money. Alcoa Aluminum had to break up into whatever. Why? What do I care? You know, they made, well, nobody can compete, you know, because they're doing it so cheap. Good. You know? Well, then it gets to where, like, Standard Oil, you get the oil guys coming in. Rockefeller even says competition is a sin, you know? He's like, you know, competition, I don't care how monopolistic you get, as long as you're not using force, violence, the state, to protect yourself from competition.
And the thing about it is, that's what they do.
In other words, they do.
That's what
they
do.
The government. It's not, the corporation doesn't, like, all of a sudden they can do it. If it doesn't have the government backstopping them, they can't do it.
I agree with you. Egg or chicken?
Freedom. You always act ethically every time. There they go.
Egg or chicken? Egg or chicken? In other words,
I understand what you're saying. Which comes first? Freedom comes first every time.
No, but what I'm saying, look, I understand that. I understand what you're saying. Ernest, here's the problem that we're going to have. There's not going to be a hell of a lot of disagreement with what's going on here, and that's
it's
difficult.
How?
again, there is not going to be a lot of disagreement. Even your how, if I can break your how down into being similar to the things that I think things should be done.
Okay. See, I don't think things should be done. Who build the roads? No. I don't know. Same people that build them now. What do I care?
You know, you do care.
We should have airships anyway.
I love that. Hey, I love that airship,
man.
I love that airship that you had. I hope you build it. Do you have the money to build that stuff, man?
Yeah, about this big on a 3D printer.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, if we could go issue by issue, and it's always going to come down to this. The idea that to protect the individual, the New Mexico governor did this. She comes out and she says, 30-day moratorium,
no guns
or whatever, guns because of the health of guns.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wow. Who told her she could do that? What advisor got her to do this, to think that she wasn't going to have an enormous blowback on levels?
She wanted the blowback. She knew she was going to get the blowback, and she wanted the blowback.
Why?
Because, you know, when you talk about working on a mother's, the thoughts of a mother and her kid getting shot, right? Believe it or not, even though the politicians aren't where the people are, where it comes to guns, etc., she is more in line with where the mass of the people are with guns. But wait a minute before you tell me I am trying to control your rights. I'm not.
No, I disagree,
am telling you,
but whatever.
But but the people, 80-something% of the people would like a hell of a lot of gun control because of their fear of guns. I have a fear of guns. Okay, I do. You probably don't, but I do. And it's officially
since I don't have one. I can guarantee that.
No, but here's the deal. As a black dude, right? A black dude, anybody with guns, I fear because I know that the consequences of blowing me up, isn't the same as the consequences as blowing you up. That's just a calculable fact, right? But so I don't particularly like guns and that sort of stuff. But that said, again, if you're out there on your farm with your, I have no problem with whatever the hell. If you want to have a bazooka on your farm, go for it. But when we are in a certain level of close proximities where I can't, after the fact, I'm dead, right? If I say, well, you know, your thing is that if it's in my benefit and all that kind of a stuff. But for certain things, after the fact, I'm already dead. It doesn't matter. And that is where I come from.
Okay, you can pick so many different things like that. And I'm looking, I went through this at Arizona State University. Mm-hmm. I only took a semester of college. I was totally, the bloom fell off the rose, man. I thought I was going into, and keep in mind, this is the early 80s.
Right.
And I'm thinking that I'm going into, you know, higher learning and have philosophical discussions. I'm going to learn something because I had a pretty good high school experience. I go in and philosophy 101, and they wanted us to write. Oh, of course, they wanted us to write what they wanted us to write is what I found out. But and keep in mind, this is right when affirmative action was really, you know, taking hold. You know, I didn't get any benefit or help, you know, but, you know, other people did. So I'm going, well, that's kind of messed up, but okay, I'll just work harder and deal with it and whatever. But the paper was on, you need to promote utilitarianism, rule utilitarianism, the most benefit for the most people kind of argument. Then there was a deontologist, which was like, you don't violate certain rights or principles. Well, of course, they came from the point, well, you can have all these rights. I thought of this with the New Mexico governor. Well, you know, that something's going to happen, something bad, and somebody's got to do something. When I made the argument, and I thought I was clever, I'm going, I am of the opinion, and wrote my paper, and gave some examples and stuff, that in order to benefit the most people for the most amount of time, the most stable society, you have to support individual rights. Blanket in the story. And the reason...
Absolutely so.
Unless it's guns and you need gun control.
No. Understand this. Again, as a black person, if I don't support individual rights in a country that's majority white, I don't believe in race, but we live in a racialized society. The people that should most support individual rights are people of any sort of minority. And the reason why is otherwise, you know, the majority can go against the minority in absolutely any form. So any person of sense would say, yeah, we have to do individual rights. And that's the reason why we got the Bill of Rights anyway, because a few smart of the founding fathers said, and I don't think they were all smart, but a few of the smart ones said, wait a minute. You know, we're not passing this constitution unless we know there are certain protections for the individual. Okay, so I am there with you. And that's why I tell you, brother, you're going to see that, a real progressive is closer to what you're saying.
No. You and I get along fine. That's not, you know, but it's good for, you know, ourselves to have an understanding and respect for each other and for the audience.
Yes, absolutely.
And I have an obligation, as you do, to be consistent. And for me to, you know, make whatever argument, to say that there's not, you know, a two-tier system, you know, where minorities are treated one way and, you know, Caucasians are another, you know, I don't know what the genesis of that is.
It defies history if you go against that, right?
Yeah, but the base causes are not as simple as people would make. I give you a good example.
Yeah.
For me, you know, just because I don't care, you know, and that's a common thing, right? Like we can go on about that later. But my whole point is when we have the racial issue, which I really hate doing because I don't care, and I go, I don't care. You know, I thought that was the goal. I thought that was the point. Content of your character. I had probably in Arizona, most of my employees are Hispanic, you know? And whether they were legal or not, I didn't care.
I need to interrupt you, brother. I need to interrupt you to say this.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.